Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Mark Zuckerberg in the hot seat and the Nicki Minaj mystery has been solved. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Oh, my heart hurts. Yes, Tristan cheated on Chloe, but with how many women?
Wiggy has your sports.
Mookie Betts was almost arrested last night.
But first, the investigation continues into the suspicious death of a six-year-old girl found unresponsive in her Fitchburg home. Sources say that the mother is being questioned by police who were called to the Stony Brook Road home yesterday, where they found an injured nine-year-old boy and the girl. The children are siblings and were taken to a hospital where the girl was pronounced dead. The boy has non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to recover. The Middlesex County DA and Chief Medical Examiner, they're investigating the death of an infant in Hudson. Officers were called to a home on Church Street just before 8 a.m. yesterday, and the infant was taken to an area hospital and pronounced dead. The Department of Children and Families is also investigating. Well, Mark Zuckerberg was in the hot seat yesterday as the Facebook CEO formally apologized to Congress for the mistakes that led to the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Did you guys watch any of it?
Oh, yeah.
I saw some highlights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I watched for maybe like a half an hour. Melissa probably watched the entire 5 hours.
No, I watched a good chunk of it. It was just, I think it's just interesting to me to see someone so uncomfortable. Like, the guy's a billionaire, yet he's literally getting picked apart. Like, it was really crazy.
Yeah, there were like, there were 44 senators that were asking questions, but they each only got like 5 minutes, so they were kind of like rushing him along. And in addition to the apologizing, he talked about steps that they're taking to restrict access to, you know, people's personal information. And he was asked questions about the company's data collection practices. One of the things they talked about, some of the things that came out, like they're considering a paid version of Facebook. That doesn't surprise me, though, but I don't know. We'll see. He is going to testify again today before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And the Nicki Minaj mystery has been solved. She had been teasing something on Twitter that appeared to be a countdown, but then announced that tomorrow she will be dropping some new music. Barbie Tings and Chun-Li.
She's back.
Oh, Chun-Li, Street Fighter.
Yes.
Okay.
You're like, oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, the songs will be released tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and she hasn't released an album since 2014's The Pink Prince, so everybody's looking forward to that.
After Chun-Li beats the crap out of you, she giggles.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's the one with the fast leg, right?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, who knew Robert Kraft was a Meek Mill fan? Kraft went to see Meek Mill in state prison yesterday and spoke to reporters after, saying that Meek Mill has no business being locked up.
It's just sad. This guy is a great guy. Shouldn't be here. Think of all the taxpayers here paying for people like this to be in jail and not out being productive. It's just really sad.
How the hell did Robert Kraft visit Meek Mill?
So apparently Kraft has been friends with Meek for years. It's been at least 2-3 years that he says they've had several business dealings together, from what I've heard. And he said that Meek is a very intelligent guy, and he is now serving, we know, 2 to 4 years for probation violation in jail. And Kraft says it's ridiculous, and now we need to start a better conversation to do something about the criminal justice reform.
Duh.
So yeah,
because Meek Mill got locked up. Now we have to do that.
You know? Damn. And it looks like Tristan Thompson has a thing for cheating on pregnant women. Now, this story, I know it hurts my heart. It really does. After cheating on his pregnant ex with Chloe, now comes video evidence of him cheating on Chloe, who is ready to give birth any day now to his second child. Now, this all happened this past weekend when the Cavs were in New York City to play the Knicks. And Tristan was seen on video kissing some chick in a club, who was also seen going with him to his hotel, the Four Seasons, at 5 a.m. on Sunday, where she stayed with him until 8 p.m. on Monday, where she was seen leaving the hotel with the same clothes on that she had on the day before. Now, this whole thing is crazy because there's so many layers to it, and I'm really trying to, like, get to the bottom of it. Page Six has identified the woman as Instagram model Lonnie Blair. However, TMZ is saying the woman goes by Ms. Stephanie on Instagram, who allegedly posted a 10-second video that is a sex tape, supposedly of she and Tristan, although I heard it's a guy from Black Ink Crew, and it's really not Tristan Thompson. There's another video, too, that's been going around of Tristan at a club with two women.
Yes.
Now, don't get confused. That video is from back in October.
I'm so confused right now.
Here's the bottom line.
He didn't cheat yesterday. He cheated back in October. It's different.
Oh, no, no. What I'm understanding and why the story is so confusing is that he has cheated on Chloe with several Instagram models.
Of course.
And they're all starting to now come out. That's the problem.
One is the one he's in the club with and like
in
it looks like
a hotel?
No, he's in a club or a lounge and like it looks like these girls get it on video.
Yeah. That's from October.
So that's from October.
Right. And we don't know the identities, like who's who. We know that Miss Stephanie and Lonnie Blair have both been messing with him, but we don't know which one is in which video.
And when's the one from where he's walking into the hotel?
That's this past weekend.
Okay.
So that one was very recent. And then I hear that there's another Instagram model
another
from Phoenix who is ready to come out, and she's got receipts, but she hasn't come out yet, and that there's going to be more. Mm. There's supposedly up to five that are going to be coming out.
When did he have time to hang out with Chloe in all this time?
Seriously, it's so crazy. And real quick, because I know we got to keep going, but Tristan's ex, the one that he left to get with Chloe, the one that was pregnant when he left to get with Chloe. Everybody is saying, like, oh, karma for Chloe. Mm-hmm. Well, not her. She has come out and posted something saying, listen, you know, you should not be getting happy over someone's misfortune. I'm wishing peace for everybody in this situation.
Wow. So she's lying.
She's taking the high road in all this. Her name is Jordan Craig. So, yeah.
She's just trying to get the sympathy vote right now.
We'll see where this goes. Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right. The Celtics lost to the Wizards last night, 113-101. They'll close out the regular season tonight at 8 p.m. versus the Brooklyn Nets at the TD Garden. NHL playoffs will start tonight. The Battle of Pennsylvania. Flyers versus Pittsburgh Penguins, 7 p.m. So you can check that one out. And the Red Sox absolutely destroyed the Yankees last night. Mookie Betts should have been arrested right after the game for assault because he was 4-for-4. Grand slam. But, I mean, dude was absolutely on fire. The whole Red Sox were, the whole team was on fire.
Finally, they give Chris Sale some runs.
Yeah, Chris Sale went 6 innings. He went 6 innings at 8 Ks, but the Red Sox look good. And for all you naysayers out there, it was like, oh, the Red Sox, they didn't play anybody. Well, the Yankees, you know, I mean, they're a team that's got some power in their lineup. Giancarlo Stanton, who absolutely looks horrible. I mean, he couldn't hit a beach ball. Aaron Judge, but the Red Sox look good. They improved to 9-1 on the year. And my boy David Price will be taking the hill Thursday night. That's my Cy Young winner. Sox looking good. And that is your sports.
Well, we'll start with a mix of sun and clouds. Turning mostly cloudy by afternoon, 45 for your high. Partly cloudy tonight, 35 for your low. And partly cloudy with some afternoon showers tomorrow, 55 for your high. Right now, it's 33 degrees. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. Online at Sullivan Tire.com.